It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Or what can one give in exchange for their life? For the Son of Man will come with angels in his Father's glory, and then he will praise each according to his conduct. And amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So on an overcast day, because I lived in Seattle, I'd say we're having a Seattle day, but because I'm going to New Orleans, I can say we're having a New Orleans day. So I don't know if you're aware, but around 250 AD to like 400 AD, as Christianity was gathering and taking over the Roman Empire, and people were converting to Christianity, the cities were becoming Christian, there were a group of people who dropped out. They went into the desert, and they became hermits in the desert. And they sought their holiness away from society, away from the church, away from everyone, and they just were alone with God. And they became known as the Desert Brothers and Fathers. And their disciples collected their sayings, and this is one of my favorite sayings that reminds me of the readings today. Abba Lot went to Abba Joseph and said to him, "Abba, as far as I can, I say my little office, I fast a little, I pray, I meditate, I live in peace as far as I can. I purify my thoughts. What else can I do?" Then the old man stood up. He stretched his hand towards heaven. His fingers became like 10 lamps of fire, and he said to him, "If you will, you can become all fire." I like that saying. You can become fire. You become inflamed with the reality of God. That's really what Moses is reminding the people about today. He has this wonderful thing that God spoke to them through fire. And God was present to them through fire. And then he reminds them of all the things that God did for them, how God saved them from slavery, how God protected them from the Egyptians, how God preserved them in the desert. And he said, and God spoke to them through fire. So there's this intimacy with God. Moses says, "You know God." Now that word "know" is not just intellectual. It's the way a husband and wife know each other. That's that kind of knowledge, that kind of intimacy. He says, "You have been as close to God as a husband and wife are close to each other. God knows you that closely." And when that happens, we should become inflamed. Our hearts should become inflamed with that kind of intimacy. Jesus has this amazing saying today about, what are you settling for? I mean, I think if you wanted to sum up the gospel today, is don't settle. Don't settle for anything less than becoming fire. Be on fire with the reality of the gospel. Be on fire with the reality of God. Be on fire with the gift of your life. To be here, to be alive, to exist is a gift. Do you understand it? Do you know it? Are you wasting it? Are you settling for something that is not satisfying? This first desert father, if you read what he was doing, he sits in his office, prays a little, meditates a little, gets along with people. You know, he's not too bad of a guy, but he's just kind of settled. You know? He's just kind of settled. The whole point of Jesus coming, the whole point is for us to really get to know the life that we've been given, to be intimate with it. And to know that in the depths of our life, that that's really where we find God. That we can find the fire of God within us. And that we're meant to burn with that love. We're meant to burn with that grace. We're meant to burn with that commitment. Because life is a gift. To be known and not wasted. And so, if you have some pain in your fingers today, it's not arthritis. It's you becoming fire.